Okay, so you want to deep dive into UFOs and AI, huh?
Sounds like it.
All right, so we're talking Pentagon reports and pilot testimonies and even those kind of creepy videos of things making turns that just seem impossible.
Right.
So are we actually looking at some kind of extraterrestrial tech, or are we just looking at really, really advanced drones?
Well, that's what we're here to unpack.
Yeah, let's get into it.
What I think is really interesting is how this entire conversation has shifted, like even in the past few
Oh
years.
yeah.
I mean, we're not really debating those like grainy photos
No.
anymore. We're talking about data from military sensors,
Oh wow.
multiple credible witnesses, and just the sheer volume of reports is just,
It's amazing.
through the roof.
It seems like everybody with a smartphone is suddenly a UFO investigator.
Right. And that's actually where AI comes in because
Yeah.
we need a way to like sift through all this noise.
Yeah.
And AI is perfect for that.
Right.
Think about like anomaly detection. It's like having a detective that can analyze millions of data points like radar readings, flight paths, satellite imagery, and instantly flag anything that looks a little off.
So instead of like looking for little green men, we're looking for little red flags in the data.
Exactly. It's not just about spotting weird lights in the sky anymore. It's
Yeah.
about finding those subtle anomalies that point to something really unusual.
But doesn't that kind of assume that we know what normal looks like?
Right.
I mean, what if these UFOs are using some kind of technology that's so advanced that it just completely breaks our understanding of physics?
Oh, totally.
Wouldn't that just like completely throw off the algorithms?
Yeah, that's a great point. And it is possible that we're dealing with something that is just so far outside our frame of reference
Yeah.
that our current models just miss it entirely.
Right.
But AI can still be incredibly useful. Let's take neural networks, for example.
Okay, those are the ones that learn like our brains, right?
Yes, but on a much larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
And they're particularly good at image and video analysis.
Uh-huh.
So think about those videos you mentioned,
Okay.
the ones with those objects making those seemingly impossible turns.
Yeah.
We can train neural networks on known objects and known flight patterns, like planes, helicopters, drones, birds,
Right.
and then feed them the UFO footage.
So the AI is basically saying, okay, I've seen all the normal stuff,
Yeah.
and this ain't it.
Right. And in some cases, they're flagging these movements that are so far outside the norm
Wow.
that it's leaving physicists scratching their heads. We're
Really?
talking about things like instantaneous acceleration,
Oh,
right?
wow.
Angle turns at like hypersonic speeds,
Yeah.
things that would just rip apart a conventional aircraft.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Give me some specifics. What kind of evidence are we seeing?
Okay. Well, there's that really famous 2004 Nimitz incident
Okay.
where these U.S. Navy pilots encountered this tic-tac-shaped object
Oh, yeah.
that just seemed to defy gravity,
Yeah.
and their radar and infrared sensors actually corroborated what they were seeing visually.
Oh, wow.
Then you have that 2015 gimbal video where another Navy pilot captured an object that was rotating in a way that just seemed aerodynamically impossible.
Oh,
So
wow.
these are just a couple of examples that have gotten a lot of attention.
And these aren't just like blurry lights in the sky.
No.
We're talking trained observers,
Right.
military personnel with really sophisticated equipment,
Exactly.
all seeing the same thing.
Yeah, and those encounters, they're just the tip of the iceberg.
Really?
The Pentagon's ARO,
Okay.
the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, has been analyzing hundreds of reports,
Wow.
and they've actually publicly admitted that they've found objects they can't explain,
Really?
and they're even using AI to help them analyze the data.
So the government is actually taking this seriously.
They are.
They're not just dismissing it as weather balloons or swamp gas anymore.
No, not at all.
Wow, that's a huge shift from even where we were just a few years ago. This is no longer a fringe topic.
It's not.
It's a legitimate area of scientific inquiry,
It is.
and AI is playing a key role.
Definitely.
So how is AI being used specifically by ARO? What kind of insights are they gaining?
Well, one of the things they're doing is using AI to look for patterns in the data,
Okay.
not just individual sightings, but trends across like hundreds or even thousands of reports.
Hold on, you're saying that there are patterns in UFO sightings, like some kind of schedule or flight plan?
Well,
That's getting into X-Files territory.
it's not quite the X-Files, but the idea of patterns is pretty intriguing.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. If some of these UFOs are indeed extraterrestrial craft,
Yeah.
they might be constrained by certain factors we haven't even considered,
Like what?
like interstellar navigation routes,
Okay.
energy sources, maybe even something as basic as just trying to avoid detection.
So instead of little green men just kind of joyriding around,
right.
we might be seeing evidence of something much larger,
yeah.
more complex.
A much bigger operation.
Wow.
And AI is helping us tease these patterns out of the data.
Oh, okay.
For example, there are some studies that suggest UFO sightings tend to cluster around certain geographical locations or times of day.
So like rush hour for UFOs?
Kind of.
But wouldn't that make them more likely to be seen?
You would think.
Wouldn't they want to avoid detection?
Yeah, you would think. Unless visibility isn't a concern for them at all.
Hmm.
Remember, we're assuming they have this level of technology that far surpasses anything we understand.
Right. Okay, so maybe they have cloaking devices or some other tech that just makes our radar useless.
Exactly.
But if they're so advanced, why are we seeing them at all? Wouldn't they be better at hiding?
That's one of the biggest paradoxes of this whole phenomenon.
Yeah.
If they want to remain hidden, they're doing a pretty terrible job of it.
Right.
But what if that's not their goal?
Okay, now you're really getting into conspiracy theory territory.
I know.
But are you suggesting that these UFOs are intentionally showing themselves?
I'm not saying it's intentional.
Okay.
But it's definitely a possibility worth considering.
Okay.
Some researchers believe that these could be like controlled appearances designed to just slowly acclimate us to their presence.
So like a slow reveal instead of just like a sudden take me to your leader moment?
Mm-hmm.
That's oddly considerate of them.
It might sound a little far-fetched, but remember,
yeah.
we're dealing with the unknown here.
Right.
We have to be open to all possibilities.
Okay.
Even those that really challenge our assumptions.
All right, fair enough. Let's say, hypothetically, that some of these UFOs are extraterrestrial.
Okay.
What can AI tell us about their technology? Can we actually learn anything from these sightings?
That's where things get really exciting.
Okay.
Let's go back to those impossible maneuvers we were talking about.
Right.
AI can help us analyze those movements.
Uh-huh.
Try to extrapolate the forces and energies involved.
You mean like reverse engineering alien tech? Is that even possible?
It's definitely a long shot, but not entirely out of the realm of possibility.
Okay.
AI can help us build models. Test hypotheses.
Yeah.
And see if we can replicate any of those observed effects.
Wow.
And even if we can't fully understand their tech,
yeah.
just getting a glimpse of what it's capable of could be revolutionary.
That's a pretty big if. We're talking about bridging a potentially massive technological gap.
Right.
It's like trying to teach a chimpanzee how to build a smartphone.
Yeah, it's a valid point. But remember, AI gives us this unprecedented ability to process and analyze information.
Yeah, that's true.
What might take a human scientist years to decipher, AI could potentially do in a fraction of the time.
So it's like having a superpowered research assistant that can just sift through mountains of data and spot those connections that we might miss.
Exactly. AI can help us connect the dots,
yeah.
find the hidden clues,
right.
and maybe, just maybe,
yeah.
start to unravel this incredible mystery.
This is mind-blowing stuff, but let's shift gears for a second. We've been talking a lot about government agencies like ARO.
Right.
But they're not the only ones using AI to investigate UFOs, are they?
You're absolutely right. Civilian organizations like MUFON,
okay.
the Mutual UFO Network,
yeah.
have been using AI to analyze their vast databases of UFO reports for years.
MUFON, that's the one with all the volunteer investigators, right?
Yes. They rely heavily on citizen scientists and crowdsourced data.
Okay.
And with the sheer volume of reports they receive, AI is essential for managing and analyzing it all.
Wow.
They're using machine learning to classify sightings, identify patterns, and flag the most credible reports for further investigation.
So it's like having an army of AI-powered detectives sifting through all those witness reports, trying to separate the wheat from the chaff.
That's a great analogy, and they're finding some fascinating things.
Oh, really? Like what?
For example, MUFON's data suggests that certain types of UFOs tend to be reported more frequently in specific regions or during particular atmospheric conditions.
Like maybe some UFOs are drawn to certain energy sources or they're affected by weather patterns in ways we don't understand.
Those are just a couple of the hypotheses being explored.
Right.
The key takeaway here is that AI is empowering both government and civilian groups to investigate UFOs with a level of sophistication that was unthinkable just a few years ago.
So we're not just relying on blurry photos and anecdotal evidence anymore. No. We're talking about data-driven analysis,
yes.
pattern recognition,
yeah.
and potentially even the ability to reverse engineer alien technology.
Precisely. And this is just the beginning.
Wow.
As AI continues to evolve, who knows what other secrets it might help us unlock.
This has been an incredible deep dive so far.
It has.
We've covered a lot of ground patterns in UFO sightings.
Right.
The potential for reverse engineering your technology and the role of AI in both government and civilian investigations.
Absolutely. And we've barely scratched the surface.
Wow.
There's so much more to explore.
Before we do, though, I want to circle back to something you said earlier about those controlled appearances.
Okay.
If these UFOs are intentionally showing themselves, what might be their motivation?
That's a question that has fueled countless theories and speculations.
Yeah, I bet.
Some believe it could be a form of soft disclosure.
Okay.
Like a gradual introduction to their presence to avoid mass panic.
So like dipping our toes in the cosmic pool before taking the full plunge?
Exactly.
But wouldn't that assume that they understand our psychology, our cultural anxieties about alien contact?
Yeah, it's definitely a leap.
Yeah.
But remember, if they've been observing us for any length of time, they probably have a pretty good understanding of how we tick.
This is where it gets really fascinating, because now we're not just talking about technology. We're talking about potential motivations, intentions, maybe even communication.
Exactly. And AI can play a role here, too.
Really?
By analyzing the patterns of their appearances, their movements, their interactions with our technology, we might be able to glean some insights into their behavior.
So it's not just about figuring out what they are, but also why they're here.
Precisely. And that's a question that takes us beyond the realm of science.
Yeah.
And into the realm of philosophy, ethics, even spirituality.
That's a whole other deep dive for another day.
Boy.
But before we get too lost in those existential questions, I want to bring us back to the practical applications of AI.
Good idea. There's still a lot to unpack in terms of how AI is shaping the present and future of UFO research.
Okay, so let's dive back into that. You mentioned earlier that AI can help us analyze UFO sightings with a level of detail we've never had before.
Absolutely. And it's not just about finding patterns or anomalies.
Okay.
AI can also help us filter out hoaxes and misidentifications, which have always been a major challenge in UFO research.
Wait, yes, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have we seen those blurry photos or videos that turn out to be a weather balloon or a drone?
Countless times. And while some hoaxes are intentional, many are simply cases of mistaken identity.
Yeah.
People see something unusual in the sky and their imaginations run wild.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So how does AI help us separate the real deal from the fakes?
Well, imagine you're training an AI system to identify different types of aircraft.
Okay.
You feed thousands of images of planes, helicopters, drones, you name it. The AI learns to recognize the distinct features of each aircraft type.
Well, it's like teaching a child the difference between a dog and a cat, but with planes and, well, whatever those UFOs are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once the AI has a solid grasp of what normal aircraft look like, you can start showing it images or videos of potential UFOs.
And the AI can say, hold on, this doesn't look like anything I've seen before. Yeah. This might be something worth investigating.
That's the idea.
Okay.
Of course, it's not foolproof. There will always be cases where even AI can be fooled.
Yeah.
But it's a powerful tool for reducing the amount of noise and helping researchers focus on the most credible reports.
So it's like having an extra layer of scrutiny.
Right.
A more objective eye that can help us weed out those obvious fakes and misidentification.
Exactly. And that's crucial because it allows us to allocate resources more effectively.
Okay.
To focus our attention on the sightings that are most likely to yield genuine insights.
This is all very impressive, but I have to admit, a part of me still wonders if we're just overthinking this.
Okay.
What if, at the end of the day, it's all just a combination of natural phenomena, advanced technology that we don't understand yet, and a healthy dose of human imagination?
That's a healthy skepticism to have.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that even with all the tools at our disposal, we may never have definitive answers about the nature of UFOs.
So even with AI helping us analyze the data, the mystery might remain.
The unknown is a vast and humbling place.
Yeah.
But that's what makes the search so compelling.
Right.
We're driven by curiosity, by a desire to understand our place in the cosmos. And AI is giving us a new lens through which to view this extraordinary mystery.
Beautifully said. And who knows, maybe that lens will reveal something truly groundbreaking.
I hope so.
But for now, we've reached the end of part two of our deep dive.
Right.
We'll be back soon for part three, so stay tuned.
See you then.
Yeah.
All right, so picking up where we left off.
Yeah, those patterns in UFO sightings.
Exactly. It's like, what if those aren't just random occurrences?
Right.
What if there's actually some logic behind them?
Okay, I like where this is going.
Yeah, so let's say for a second that at least some of these UFOs are extraterrestrial.
I'm with you.
They might have to follow some kind of interstellar roadmap. You know, maybe they're limited by energy sources or even something like gravitational fields that we haven't even considered yet.
Oh, wow. So their movements might not make sense to us.
Right. Exactly. Because we're looking at it through our very limited understanding of physics.
So our human logic just doesn't apply here.
Exactly.
Okay. So then how do we even begin to understand these patterns?
Well, that's where AI comes in. Because it can process massive amounts of data.
Right.
Way beyond anything a human could ever do.
Yeah, that's true.
So it can start to identify those connections, those trends that would just be completely invisible to us.
So it's like having a supercomputer playing connect the dots.
Exactly. And that's what's so exciting about this.
Yeah.
It's like we're finally starting to get a glimpse behind the curtain.
It's pretty amazing.
So, for example, there are some studies that suggest certain types of UFOs are more frequently reported in specific regions.
Like what? Do they have favorite hangouts or something?
Well, it could be something like that, right? Maybe they're drawn to particular energy sources.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or maybe certain atmospheric conditions are more favorable for whatever technology they're using.
Okay, so like they're checking the cosmic weather report before they head out?
Oh, something like that, yeah. We're just starting to explore those possibilities.
Yeah. This is mind-blowing stuff. So AI is helping us identify those potential correlations, but it's still up to us humans to figure out what they mean.
Right. We need to bring in the physicists, the astronomers, the anthropologists even.
Wow. Yeah. It's like a whole new interdisciplinary field is emerging.
Exactly. This is going way beyond just identifying lights in the sky.
Right.
We're talking about potentially understanding the very nature of these objects.
And maybe even who's behind them.
That's the ultimate goal, right?
I mean, are we alone in the universe?
Exactly. And AI might be the key to finally answering that question.
I like the sound of that.
Me too.
So where do we go from here? What are the next steps in using AI to unravel this mystery?
Well, I think one of the most exciting areas is the development of even more advanced algorithms.
Okay.
Ones that can not only analyze data, but actually start to make predictions.
Wait, so you're saying we could actually predict where UFOs might appear?
That's the goal.
Yeah.
And it's not as far-fetched as it might sound.
Wow.
If we can identify those patterns, those correlations, then theoretically, AI could help us anticipate where and when these events are most likely to occur.
So we could actually be ready for them.
Exactly, instead of always playing catch up.
That's a game changer.
And it could also help us to gather much better data.
Oh, how so?
Well, imagine if we knew ahead of time where a UFO might appear.
Okay.
We could have all of our instruments trained on that location.
Oh, wow.
Ready to capture high resolution images, sensor readings, all sorts of valuable data.
That would be incredible.
It would transform our understanding of this phenomenon.
So AI could help us shift from passive observation to active investigation.
Precisely. And that's where things get really interesting.
I'm hooked. Tell me more.
Well, another really promising area is the use of AI for what's called SETI.
Okay, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Right. Traditionally, SETI has focused on analyzing radio signals.
Right, listening for those telltale signs of an alien civilization.
Exactly. But the universe is a noisy place.
Yeah, it's full of all sorts of weird signals and radiation.
And sifting through all of that noise to find a genuine signal from another civilization.
Yeah, that sounds like a needle in a haystack situation.
It is, and that's where AI can really make a difference.
Okay, how so?
Well, AI algorithms can be trained to recognize patterns in those signals to filter out the background noise and identify anything that looks unusual, anything that could potentially be artificial.
So it's like AI is giving us a more sensitive ear.
Exactly. And it's already led to some intriguing discoveries.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, there have been a few cases where AI has flagged signals that don't seem to have a natural explanation.
Wow. So potential alien transmissions.
Well, we're not there yet.
Okay.
But it's definitely a possibility.
That's pretty exciting.
And it shows the power of AI to help us find those elusive needles in the cosmic haystack.
So AI is not only helping us analyze UFO sightings here on Earth,
right,
but it's also helping us search for signs of intelligent life out there in the vastness of space.
And that's what makes this whole field so captivating.
Yeah.
It's a fusion of cutting-edge science, the biggest mystery of all time, and this almost primal human desire to know if we're alone in the universe.
And AI is giving us the tools to finally start to answer those questions.
It is, and that's what makes this such an exciting time to be alive.
This has been an incredible deep dive, but sadly, we've reached the end of part two.
But don't worry, we'll be back for the thrilling conclusion in part 3.
So make sure to tune in for that because you won't want to miss it. Welcome back to part 3 of our deep dive into UFOs and AI.
We're in the home stretch now.
We sure are. And we've been talking about a lot of really fascinating stuff so far. But before we wrap things up, I want to look ahead a little bit.
Okay, to the future.
Exactly. Like, if AI is already changing the game when it comes to investigating UFOs, what could the next, like, 5, 10, 20 years even look like?
Well, imagine this, like, a global network of AI-powered sensors.
Okay.
Constantly monitoring the skies and analyzing data.
Right.
Like, in real time. We're talking satellites, drones, even ground-based telescopes.
Yeah.
All feeding information into this massive interconnected system.
So like a planetary scale early warning system.
Yeah.
But for UFOs.
Exactly. And not just for detection, but for analysis too.
Okay.
These systems could be trained to actually recognize different types of UFOs.
Oh, wow.
Their flight patterns, their behaviors.
Really?
They could even predict where and when UFOs are likely to appear.
That sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
It does a little bit, doesn't it?
It does, but wouldn't that require a huge amount of international cooperation?
Yeah.
I mean, are we really going to see countries sharing their UFO data so openly?
It's definitely a challenge, but I think the potential benefits are just too great to ignore.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, imagine being able to pool all of our resources, all of our data,
right,
into a single unified effort to understand this phenomenon.
Yeah, it would be a total game changer.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's say we do manage to build this global UFO watching network. What happens if we detect something truly extraordinary?
Mm-hmm.
Something that definitively proves we're not alone in the universe?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's no easy answer.
Right.
It would depend on so many factors.
Like what?
Well, the nature of the contact, the intentions of these extraterrestrials,
right,
the response of the global community.
I imagine there would be a lot of panic.
Probably.
A lot of confusion.
Definitely.
Governments probably scrambling to control the narrative.
Oh, absolutely.
Religions grappling with the implications.
Yeah.
Scientists just clamoring to study the evidence.
It would be chaos.
Yeah, probably total chaos.
But it would also be one of the most significant events in human history.
Oh, without a doubt.
And as we've been discussing, AI could play a really crucial role in how we manage that event.
So AI wouldn't just help us find the aliens.
Right.
It might actually help us figure out how to talk to them.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, we're already using AI to analyze really complex communication signals here on Earth.
Mm.
Right.
So it's conceivable that we could adapt those technologies.
Okay.
We try to decipher some kind of extraterrestrial communication.
Wow, that's a lot to process.
I am.
But it's also incredibly exciting to think about.
It is.
I mean, we're potentially talking about a total paradigm shift in our understanding of the universe and our place in it.
Absolutely.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
We've talked about how AI is being used to analyze UFO sightings.
Right.
To search for patterns, to filter out hoaxes, and even to potentially communicate with extraterrestrial intelligence.
It's amazing how far we've come, even in just the past few years.
It really is.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up here, what's the one key takeaway you want to leave our listeners with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that we are on the cusp of a new era of discovery.
Hmm.
AI is giving us the tools to explore the unknown with a level of precision and insight that was just unimaginable even a few years ago.
That's a great point.
And who knows what wonders we might find out there just beyond the horizon.
Beautifully said. So to our listeners, keep looking up, keep asking questions, and never stop exploring the mysteries of the universe.
I love that.
Because with AI as our guide, the possibilities are truly limitless.